This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Forest Bridges with a meeting coming up. I want to tell you about that and the organization. Executive Director Denise Barrett is in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So we talked a few weeks back a little bit about the organization, but not everybody heard that segment. Kind of give us an overview about what Forest Bridges is all about and how long it's been around.
Sure. Since 2015, when three founders representing forest industry and conservation got together and said it's time to work on especially some solutions for the ONC lands, in particular the Oregon and California revested railroad lands that a lot of people know about here, because we're in Douglas County, one of the 18 counties that benefit from those lands.
And how has it kind of evolved from the time it started to now?
Yeah, so we take a collaborative approach, again, bringing all sides to the conversation and to solution generation, to be able to basically offer some solutions related to, you know, what's really holding these lands back, why do we have this current situation we do in terms of forest health and habitat decline, why are our communities, rural communities especially, declining in terms of economic support from the lands, and so on and so forth. So we bring people together from all sides of the equation, all sides of the viewpoints, to be able to develop management solutions, as well as to address some of the barriers that are legal, regulatory, and other nature.
I know, looking at your list of board members, when you talk about all sides and kind of the diverse perspective, it seems to really reflect that.
Yeah, that's really the ethos of the organization. I think, you know, to be able to build the kind of organization that is truly collaborative, you need to be able to have that level of trust, sending out the message through how your board is composed, even our fundraising, to make sure that we're trying to be balanced across the different sources of funding, and to continue to attract, in this particular case, the wider public. We've been developing principles of agreement, which are management proposals, as well as looking into, as I said before, the barriers on the lands. And now it's time to really share those principles of agreement, as well as the deeper analysis of our proposals, in which we can give them a sense of, you know, what would it look like on the different parts of the forests, depending upon where you are, in the dry forests in southwest Oregon or a moist forest on the coast and inland.
So as you look at these issues and what should be done, it sounds like a very complex discussion. This is not something that can be solved on bullet points in a 30-second radio spot. There's a lot of depth to this issue. So talk about the meeting tonight, the 14th, a couple days up the road. What are you going to be going over that evening?
Yeah, first of all, that meeting is September 14th from 7 until 8:30 p.m. So we chose an evening time to hopefully get more of the public there. And it'll be at the Roseburg Library. So all are welcome, and it should be a really interesting conversation. We're going to be covering, we're going to go into depth a little bit about some of our principles of agreement. We're going to start with looking at the conditions of the land. And, you know, Forest Bridges looks to the historical precedent, pre-colonial conditions of the lands, as points to look at in terms of our active conservation approach. It's different in the dry forest, where we need to address 100 years or more of fire suppression and the buildup of hazardous fuels that really are in part causing contributing to the increase in high severity wildfires, but also, as you can see, some of the invasive species proliferation and other cases where the trees are dying. And in the moist forest, a different approach, which is what we call a variable retention, a regeneration harvest approach, that is a sort of a lighter approach over time. So we take a much more aggressive approach in the dry forest to basically reduce these fuels that are causing so many problems.
So as executive director, talk about kind of the work you've been doing with this. It seems pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I've been around since May of 2022, so I haven't been around that long. But over the last year and some months, we've really put an acceleration on our work. It's included not only continuing to try to build our organization and try to hire some staff to help support the cause, building up our board, and our we have a council of advisors and others that help support us and give us good sage advice from scientific, tribal, and practitioner perspectives. But we're also starting to submit our proposals to, for example, the Bureau of Land Management. Recently, over the summer, we responded to a notice of intent for them to develop a new plan, a resource management plan for the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument. And so we decided, you know, it's largely dry forest with some moist forest intermixed. And so we adapted our proposals for the dry forest and submitted them to the BLM and hoping it to be an alternative proposal as an active conservation approach.
So if people will come to the meeting, obviously they can find out a lot more about what you've been doing, what you're hoping to do. Where do you think it goes from here?
Well, when I was first hired, I think the organization was saying we're working on legislative solutions. But then we had this opportunity, knowing that there's a greater opening for planning going on, to throw those proposals into the ring and to see if they can't catch and be used by the BLM. We know that, you know, not all the change is going to happen because of management plans. We have so much that is really related to the legal constrictions and wanting to see greater legal consistency in the application of the laws. And to accelerate the restoration of the forest, which seems to be bogged down a lot in litigation, which, again, we hate to see more of our forests dying and burning up because of that, you know. So that's part of it. And just continuing to move forward, it's a big elephant. It's decades of so-called timber wars. We're an organization that is trying to create that table for conversation to really get towards clear solutions over time.
So again, the meeting on the 14th, 7 to 8:30 at the Roseburg Public Library. People want to find out more. Do you have a lot of information on your website?
Yeah, please go to forestbridges.org. We tried to get the event up on our website, and if you can't find more details on the website, you can shoot us an email at info@ forestbridges.org, or go to Eventbrite and look for the Forest Bridges event that should come up if you start searching for Roseburg and Forest Bridges.
All right, Denise Barrett, Executive Director of Forest Bridges, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, Kyle, always a pleasure, and to the public, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
8:39 at the Morning Report.